This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. Does your municipality clear the snow from your sidewalk, or are you responsible for doing it yourself? And if you clear the piece of pavement in front of your home, what if a neighbor doesn't, or can't, or is away? It certainly means that anyone with a disability or a mobility issue or a parent with a stroller can't get safely by. Now, I'm sure it leads to more falls, which put more pressure on the healthcare system, not to mention that they hurt people, and with that, probably more injury claims against the city. Sidewalk clearing is one of the inequities in Toronto. The inner suburbs get the city, but the old city does not. So 1,400 kilometers of Toronto sidewalks do not get plowed by city workers, even after major storms. So City of Toronto is kicking off a pilot project. After December 1st, as you heard in Jeremy's news, it'll see 150 clicks of sidewalks being plowed in the city. So is that the answer? If you live outside central Toronto, do you resent using your tax dollars to pay for clearing Toronto sidewalks? Let me give you the numbers. I'd like to hear from you. I'm surprised at the level of passion that this issue is eliciting. So the numbers to call: 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And now I am joined by Toronto councillors Josh Matloaf, Ward 12, Toronto St. Paul's, and Mike Layton, Ward 11, University Rosedale. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to you both.
Good afternoon.
So just to get some history behind us, this is kind of a legacy thing from pre-amalgamation Toronto, right?
Yes. It's a legacy of sadly inequity, where there are those of us on council that believe that everyone's standards of life, no matter whether you live in Scarborough or Etobicoke or North York or downtown Toronto, should be lifted, and that everyone should have access to safe and navigable sidewalks. Sadly, there are far too many councillors, not just in this council, but previous councils, that have decided that it's not worth the investment to make sure that, whether you are a senior with a mobility challenge, and we have a very quickly aging city and society, or a young person pushing a stroller, or anyone in a wheelchair or with a cane or any type of mobility challenge, we believe that every sidewalk should be accessible to all. And I often remind my colleagues who disagree with us respectfully, many of their residents who reside in North York and Scarborough and Etobicoke, also want to walk in Midtown and downtown Toronto, and it's an inequity to them as well, and it's wrong.
Councillor Layton, has anybody quantified the extra amount that it costs in terms of extra falls or extra claims because of the fact that this isn't done?
Well, it'll be every couple of years we have this debate, and it comes back to City Council, and we tinker at the margins. We add a couple streets in that to just make it a little bit more fair within a neighborhood. We add a little bit of budget in to improve things a little bit, but we've shied away from really addressing the elephant in the room, which is the fact that 17% of residential streets in the city don't get clearing and the rest do. And it just so happens that 70% is in the old city of Toronto.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a number, and my colleague Councillor Matlow might. I don't have a number for the trips and falls, but the number for clearing a couple of years ago was around the $3 to $4 million mark. Now that's probably increased, but as the price of clearing the sidewalks in the inner suburbs have also increased in that time, that councillors within those areas that aren't cleared and the residents within those areas aren't cleared are also paying for the clearing of other sidewalks. So it is there while there is a big equality piece that needs to go into this, there's also the notion that people just can't get around. When you have people with mobility issues, it struck really home with me last year when I was trying to push my infant in a stroller just to go to the grocery store, that you had to lift up the carriage and carry it 20 feet because one resident didn't clear, it's typically several on the street didn't clear their snow either because they weren't there or they themselves aren't able to clear it themselves. It doesn't matter. The fact is, people need to be able to get around our city.
Libby, if I may just add on to what Mike was saying, I concur with him. It's not always just even a matter of lifting the stroller up. Mike knows I'm not that far away from pushing Molly in the stroller. And, young parents, parents are often forced into a situation where they're actually moving the stroller into live traffic as others who have various mobility challenges because they simply can't. The irony is that the road lane is well, to the greatest standards possible in Toronto, cleared, and many people don't think they do a good enough job with that as well. But certainly the sidewalk isn't. And it's not just single family dwellings. There's often entire blocks where there's either an institution or an apartment block that just hasn't gone around or just willfully negligent. And it's just inaccessible and unsafe for everybody involved. So we're not asking for, I think, anything unreasonable. What we're just saying is council has, deemed it appropriate that the vast preponderance of the city has sidewalk snow clearing for those very reasons. And it's just, it's illogical, unfair, and even just dangerous and wrong to leave out such a large part of our city from that program.
Okay, I just need a little bit of clarification here. And first of all, I want to make the point, it's not just people with mobility issues or walkers or strollers, but you can be perfectly, able-bodied and athletic and still slip on ice.
Of course.
And that'll be the end to that. The question that I had was that I was under the impression that it's all of what was the old city of Toronto that doesn't get sidewalk clearing, but you're saying that's it's even crazier that there are some streets that do and others that don't?
Yes. Yeah, there are some streets that do. There are some streets that don't. Typically, arterials, collectors, there's certain streets that have it, certain streets that don't. And as you can imagine, if you're a resident on a street that doesn't, this makes no sense to you. And there's no way to really explain it well because it actually doesn't make sense. And now what the city is going to do this year is do this very timid, tepid pilot where it's almost like, finding the golden coupon in the chocolate bar to get to the chocolate factory if your street happens to be the one on the pilot. That's just not a way to run a city, and it's not fair and inequitable, and it's just not ensuring safety for all.
It's worth pointing out, as Councillor Matlow said, that this is a much smaller pilot than even our consultants recommended. There's no number for the number of kilometers that this pilot will be in the staff report. We were told it was going to be 150, but there was no number that we were given. The consultants recommended 250 kilometers so that we could get a good idea of how it might work, because the difference between the downtown street, residential streets, and some of the more suburban ones typically is that there's parking adjacent the curb of one side of the street. There's street parking. But the problem is when you compare East York, north of the Danforth to just south of the Danforth in Riverdale, the sidewalks are just about the same. There's parking on both, but they have snow clearing on the north side, north of the Danforth, and not on the south side of the Danforth. Think about their residents' association meetings when half of them get a service and half of them don't get the service at all. This is the problem that we've seen over the last couple of years. We keep getting the excuse that it's just not possible, so let's not make the investment. The fact is, it is possible. It takes about 5 minutes to Google the equipment necessary to plow a more narrow area, And staff have repeatedly say we just don't have the equipment to do it. The fact is, it's available. They just don't want to spend the money. They don't want to come to council and ask for the money, because our previous mayor, our current mayor, have given very direct indications to staff that they don't want to see an increase in their budget. Well, how are we supposed to standardize service across the city when some neighborhoods get it and some don't without an increase in the budget? It's just not possible.
Well, the irony is, I hear from residents, I'm sure you do, Mike, as well. You know, living in a Canadian city, I think most people just think reasonably that, like, this is a basic service in a Canadian city that gets winters with a lot of snow, that that's what they're paying taxes for in the first place. They don't understand why it wouldn't be a basic service like waste collection and other things that we do. And the fact that this mayor and council and previous ones have deliberately gotten in the way of doing so. And you're going to hear from Councillor Pasternak later, who has been using, you know, that classic divisive rhetoric around suburbs versus midtown and downtown, and we don't get bike lanes up in North York.
If you'll allow me to jump in, I have a few questions about that. So just let me get my questions in here, please. And that they are, one of the things he says, and we're going to be talking to him in a bit, is that there's no estimate on what it would cost, and that's why he is voting it down now. And the other thing is, do you think that this is just the suburbs versus the center of Toronto, and he, among other people, says, well, there are a lot of things that the downtown people get that we don't have access to.
Well, if I may, Libby, on those three points. So at the committee that that Councillor Pasternak is chair of, I requested a report from staff on the costs. He voted against that. So I didn't request start doing the service without knowing the cost. I requested, what is the cost and can we accomplish it? Give me a better reason why you say we cannot. He rejected that. And then on the fact that we have some idea of the cost, because we're going to do 150 kilometers anyhow. So staff did outline the cost of what that would be. So to implement the whole pilot or all across the area.
So what is the cost for 150 kilometers?
The cost was about $70,000 a month throughout the term of the winter season.
So we have to just multiply, right?
You'd think.
So that's like, what's that going to be?
Well, for the whole area, it was said it was about $4 million 4 years ago. There may be some purchasing that needs to happen of some capital equipment, but that wouldn't necessarily be calculated into that cost. But to Councillor Pasternak's point that some services that are offered in some neighborhoods and not others, that somehow justifies us not having us not standardizing this the snow removal all across the city is nonsense, utter nonsense. We shouldn't be trying to race to the bottom. In that case, why don't we take away sidewalk clearing from those neighborhoods? That's not what we're advocating for. The notion that, well, downtown has bike lanes and that's something they don't have in the inner suburbs is also nonsense. The councillors from inner suburb areas voted out bike lanes in the inner suburbs as well as downtown. So it's not fair to start saying, well, they have it and we don't, when they've actually actively removed some of them from their neighborhoods. Again, we shouldn't be trying to race to the bottom here. We should be trying to get services to everyone in the city, not just saying, well, there's a legacy of them not getting that service, so let's just not bother moving ahead in that direction.
Okay, let's hear from some of the residents now. We've got Bill in East York. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I think actually I'm listening to the cause of the problem, these councillors. Last Christmas Eve, there was a heavy snowfall, and I walked out. You can't get your strollers up and down the street. This is like 12 o'clock at night. And you know what? There's snow plows out cleaning the bike lanes on Woodbine Avenue. Okay? They're going up and down cleaning the bike lanes, all right?
Uh-huh.
So that's the priority of the City of Toronto. You talk about north and south of Bloor. Well, I'm going to talk about north of East York here. You go into Scarborough. They come in. They clear out the windrows.
Okay, what's that got to do with the sidewalks?
Hang on, please, just let me get this out. I live in East York. I've lived here for 25 years. My windrow, they come, after I shovel my sidewalks, 3 days later, they come with a bobcat when there's no snow, and they clean my sidewalk. Big draw, the night of the snowfall or the next morning, they put 5 tons of snow at the end of my driveway. The elderly lady that lives next door to me, she's 80-some-odd years old, they put 5 tons in hers. I'm 60 years old. I got to get out. I got to shovel out all this snow out of those driveways. Like, what are you people doing? You clean them in Scarborough. The wind.
May I respond to that?
Bill. Bill, I'm going to let you go and hang on and listen to the response.
I'd like to hear this. Please, can I stay on?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Well, no, Bill, first of all, Bill's points are fair. And you know, the sidewalk snow clearing isn't the only grievance that residents, I think, understandably have. There are cities like Montreal and cities around the world that don't just shove the snow to the side of the road. And then you're right, after you clear the walk in front of your house, then all of a sudden you've got to do it again, or your driveway's blocked because the city's now shoved everything over. They clear the snow. And, you know, what Mike and I and others have been arguing for is raising the standards of winter maintenance, not just one versus the other, but raise the standards to address the reality of the weather that we have in Toronto. But just because the city is clearing one place or another, or bike lanes or road lanes or this or that, it's a false equivalent to say, well, okay, so let's just forget about the sidewalks. What we're arguing with all due respect, sidewalks are also lanes that people try to move through as trying to walk through our city or roll. And it is challenging to impossible for far too many people in the city because we don't provide this basic service to every neighborhood the way that you know many cities around the world just understandably do, because that's what people pay for.
Well, is there, you know, on top of clearing sidewalks, do we need, as Bill pointed out, an issue of coordination? That's a big problem, that when the operators there are clearing out the roads, they dump snow in front of residences.
But because they're shoving it, right? They're pushing it. They're not clearing it. And so that's, for example, if Bill wants the city to up its standards, he should tell the mayor that we're willing to invest in that. If we don't invest in it, then it doesn't happen, right? So it's sort of like if you want some milk, you've got to go buy it at the store. And if you don't want the milk, then don't do it. But we have to make those choices about what our priorities are. And the problem is that I think that this mayor and the previous mayor and our city council has been sort of fine with the status quo because they don't want to improve the service standards. And, you know, Bill's voice needs to be heard. If Bill has a concern about that, it's not just, you know, two councillors. He needs to, council and the mayor need to hear from him, along with other Torontonians who want winter maintenance standards to go up.
I would bet that Bill is a frequent caller, that he doesn't want to pay more taxes. Do you have councillors, before I take the next call, because people are all lined up here, do you have any kind of estimate of how much it would cost if our snowplows actually cleared the snow as opposed to piling it up on people's driveways?
You know, the challenge is that we keep asking for estimates. We keep asking for what would it take to actually get the job done? Mike Layton has provided remarkable leadership this year in challenging our council and staff to provide these kind of details so that we could discuss it as part of our budget process. And his requests have been denied. So we would like to have the information. And then we can have a wonderful democratic debate over whether or not that price tag is reasonable. But we're just not getting that information because the mayor and council don't want to go there.
There is a basic number in the most recent report.
Is this Councillor Pasternak?
No, this is Councillor Layton.
Okay, sorry.
It's difficult to calculate what removal will be because it's based on the snow event. And when we did do some removal in last year in 2018 because of major snow event, it was $4 million for the limited area we did. Now in 2008, we did a full removal because we got 200 centimeters, a record snowfall, like the most snow we've ever gotten on record, and it was 15 to 20 million. And that's been prorated to what it would cost now. So it's based on event. So we dip into a reserve fund to actually fund it. We just got to make sure the reserve fund's there. But the removal only happens after major snow events. I will just make one quick point that Bill raised around, he pointed to another inequity in our city, and that's windrow clearing. And I think a lot of people would be surprised that they clear the front of driveways in parts of the city and not others. And there's another huge inequity in the city, and that's leaf removal. In Etobicoke, for instance, a lot of people might not know this, you don't need to bag your leaves in a lot of cases. You rake them to the front of their property and they suck them up with a giant,
are you kidding?
Giant vacuum.
Yeah.
It's an outrage. Okay, let me take a couple of calls, and then I want to bring in Councillor Pasternak so he can answer some of those questions there. Diane in Scarborough. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Libby. Thank you for taking my call. What happens on our street, the little plow comes by and does the sidewalk. And then later in the day, the big plow comes and undoes the ends of the driveway. But that scoop that they scoop out from the end of the driveway, they dump onto the sidewalk. So every 50 feet or so, there's this mound or mountain of snow on the sidewalks. People can't access, you know, and it's hard to clear that because it's not just snow. It's these great big boulders of ice and whatever.
And this is in Scarborough where supposedly you get your sidewalks cleared.
Yes, and then when we finally get the sidewalks clear, you know, a week and a half afterwards, and this is the residents trying to clear up those mountains, this bobcat comes along from somewhere, dragging snow from wherever, and it clogs up the sidewalks again. What are they doing? Like, it's all this money that they're spending and effort putting into it, it accomplishes nothing.
Okay, Diane, I'm going to let you go, but turn up your radio and listen for the response to that because you ask very good questions, okay?
Thank you, Libby.
Okay. All righty.
Good questions.
Okay, good questions. Let's have the answers.
Yeah.
Who's taking it?
Well, I think...
Go ahead, Mike.
I think this is, again, a point on coordination. I'd love to say the city it does a great job coordinating all of our services like this, but we do... Attempts are made to make sure that that one isn't trying to offset the other. I don't represent an area with windrow clearing, so I don't have a lot of experience responding to complaints of this, or I don't know how frequent they are. But I can just imagine what it's like when you've got a clear sidewalk, and then a giant boulder of snow has been pulled out and put right in front. And it's certainly not the intent of the city to undo work that we've paid to have done. These are contractors for the most part that are brought in to do this work, and this is a matter of managing the contract better and ensuring that we're not undoing the work. Now, it may require
that happens on our roads all the time, by the way, with all kinds of road repair. But anyway, go ahead.
Now, we do try to coordinate that there, particularly of major road repair, and part of that is outside of the city's control when particularly telecom utilities are able to break moratoriums about road cuts because of the status they have as and special exemption that they get from other levels of government. So we're not able to coordinate as much as we would like, but that it speaks to the same thing. Like a part of this is a matter of coordination and try to getting stuff done in the right order. And as Councillor Matlow said, maybe in certain circumstances, we have to look to removal more often to ensure that we're meeting a basic level of service so that people like the last caller can make it out to their friend's house, go to the corner store to get groceries. When we have these prolonged cold events, the snow doesn't go anywhere. Those chunks of ice don't disappear. They stick around. And you might be able to avoid going to the grocery store for one day, 2 days. But once you run out of food, you got to be able to get around the city. And for a lot of people, that's just not an option, even after we have a little bit of snow like we did the other day, because you can't push a stroller or push a wheelchair or another mobility device down our sidewalks right now in a lot of places.
Okay, wait a sec. Wait a second, because
sure.
The clock is ticking here, and Councillor James Pasternak has been waiting very patiently. Hi, Councillor Pasternak.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Okay, so a couple of things. These councillors are saying that you even voted against getting good estimates for clearing the sidewalks. Is that right?
Well, I'm kind of disappointed, although I have high regard for my colleagues. I'm disappointed by what they're telling your listeners. Councillor Layton sits on the Budget Committee, and we have entrusted him to take carriage of this in the budget process 2020 so that we're fully funded for a rollout. But we're not waiting for that. We've purchased 10 specialized machines, the newest technology, to start clearing sidewalks in areas that are not currently serviced. Now, on the service level side, I should point out to our good friends that are not currently getting sidewalk clearance that it is not an exact science. And I think that last caller was very correct. We get hundreds of complaints. I'm not taking anything away from our thousands of complaints from our and I'm not taking anything away from our staff or our subcontractors. Clearing snow is not an exact science. It is extremely difficult to navigate. Many of these sidewalks, in many cases, lawns are damaged, sprinkler systems are torn up, curbs are broken. And I just want to say that you're going to trigger, you know, thousands of complaints as we roll it out downtown, which structurally is a much more difficult place to do sidewalk clearing. And Councillors Matlow and Layton know that, and that's been the big problem over the years. But we've spent millions of dollars on new equipment. We're going to be starting to clear off sidewalks that are not currently being serviced.
150 kilometers, that's not very much.
Well, I mean, look, that 150 kilometers of sidewalk actually is pretty good. 80% of Torontonians are getting sidewalk clearing now. Can we do better? We must do better. And you know, look, I'm supportive of expanding it.
Why did you vote against it?
I didn't vote against it. We sent it to Budget Committee. We're trusting Councillor Layton to take carriage of it. Councillor Matlow, I don't remember him coming to Budget Committee or advocating for this over the years, but it's glad his voice has joined ours to expand sidewalk clearing.
One at a time,
Councillor Pasternak, finish your thought, and then we will let the others respond.
We can't dismiss the budgetary process. The seniors and the residents of Toronto want us to be responsible in the budgetary process and respect it. We have some money now to expand it. We expand it every year. We're expanding it more. We just spent somewhere in the vicinity of $5 million in new technology and equipment. We want Councillor Layton to come back with a proposal through the budgetary process to expand it further. I'd be happy to support it.
So let me, this is Councillor Layton. Mike, let me just be clear. My request was for a report to go to council on the feasibility of implementing it, the consultant's recommendation and the cost. It lost. No other motion was made.
Okay.
Our budget committee meets in February, right? Like that's when this comes back, our 2020 budget. So you can pretty much guarantee it's not going to impact this calendar year. And then finally, we're actually, through this report, requesting money as part of the 2020 budget. So why couldn't we request money for the whole for the whole pilot? We're requesting money out of the 2020 budget.
Councillor Layton, you know the pilot's fully funded. We bought the equipment. We're rolling out for 150 kilometers. We're already spending upwards of $90 million this year. We're going to be probably dipping into our emergency reserve fund because of the early snowfalls. And we're doing our best.
No, Councillor Pasternak, it's not fully funded. Page 3 of the report says very clearly that the January, February, and March components of this pilot are going to be requested as part of the 2020 operating budget. It's not fully funded. It was fully funded for December, not for next year. That's written in the report. So what my request to the committee, which then got voted down, was that we ask for what that number would be if we wanted to fully implement the pilot.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here. Excuse me. I'm going to jump in here because I think we're getting sort of a little bit down in the weeds. To summarize it, I'd say that Councillor Layton says that his request to get all the information was turned down. Councillor Pasternak, you said that's not really the case, correct?
Correct. We've spent millions of dollars on new equipment. We're rolling out to areas that are not serviced. Our commitment is treating all of people in Toronto equally. But I should point out that much of the problem is due to private sector non-response. Apartments and condos and stores are supposed to clear their sidewalks, clear the front of the store, and we need more enforcement of those bylaws.
Okay, hang on. Let's hear from a couple of residents. Colin in Toronto. Hi, Colin.
Yes, how you doing?
Fine.
I'd like to know how city can pass this bylaw requiring homeowners and others to clear sidewalks when it's not their property. These sidewalks are city property. They're not the homeowner's property. How can they get away with passing this ridiculous, unfair, illegal bylaw requiring homeowners to clear the snow on sidewalks? It's not their property. It's that simple.
Okay, well, it's been that way for ages.
Well,
thanks for your call.
It sucked.
Okay, let's go to Brian in East York. I'm trying to get people in, you know, before we have to go on this. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine.
You're in quite an argument with those guys, I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, seem to be in an argument with everyone.
Well, anyway, I've been in East York for over 70 years, so, but... The sidewalk plowing is a darn good idea. It's an excellent idea. But, you know, you hear these guys, well, we can't do it. Like, I'm lucky enough to live north of the Danforth, you see. And, of course, the fact that there's a school at either end of my street might help a bit, too. But sometimes I wonder about that. But my thing is, if they clear the side, we get the sidewalks cleared. There's sometimes it's a little... a bit of a problem and stuff, but what really, really irks me is Woodbine Avenue, and I'll get every one of those gentlemen that are arguing back and forth. If they want to stroll out someday after a snowstorm, they all meet them at Woodbine Avenue. And on Woodbine Avenue, the bike lanes are plowed from O'Connor right down to the lake, and this, believe it or not, below the damper. Get this. And not only are they cleaned, the amount of salt they put on those bike lanes would, you could do the whole four lanes. Well, Woodbine used to be four lanes. It's bike lanes, and now it's two lanes, and being a bus route, it's a no-lane road.
Brian,
that's another... argument for another day.
Okay, but Brian.
Let's go with cleaning the sidewalks anyway. And most of those plows have a little salt they throw along when they go along.
Brian, I'm out of time.
Okay,
thanks
yes,
for your call. Okay, Councillor Pasternak, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, I would just like to say that it's basically a $100 million line item in our budget, and we're fully committed to making sure our roads are safe and our sidewalks are safe and our bike lanes are safe. We rely on 1,500 city staff members plus hundreds of different subcontractors. There's hundreds of these plows going out across the city. It's very hard to manage and get perfection. But I think when staff studied the benchmarks against other cities, Toronto has a gold-plated service. Can we do better? Of course we can. Do we have to pour more money into it? Of course we do. We've already bought the technology. We're rolling out areas that aren't serviced, and we're going to continue on that path.
Okay. Councillor Pasternak, thanks for being with us.
Okay. You're very welcome. All the best.
Okay.
Right. Bye.
Bye. And now Councillor Layton and Councillor Matlow, 20 seconds each. What would you like to leave us with?
Simply that Councillor Pasternak earlier said that we're doing our best. We're just factually not doing our best. I heard a lot of divisive talking points, undercutting various members of council, including myself. It's just, it's not the way to actually focus on good public policy. We should be looking at this policy as to whether our child or our parent or our friend was walking down that street. What would we like to see for them? And we're not doing as good as we can, and we need to work together to do better. And that's what I'm hearing from residents. That's what I heard from your callers. And I hope that they tell the mayor and council the same thing.
Okay. Councillor Layton.
The city did a poll and asked Toronto residents if they supported snow clearing on sidewalks adjacent parked cars, which is the 17% of sidewalks that are remaining. Overwhelmingly, 96% of Torontonians agreed that this was a winter city and that this was a standard that needed to be maintained. I simply put forward a motion that tried to bring us along that route, and it was voted down by the committee, first the committee, and then a majority of city councillors. We need to do better, and this was a step. This was an opportunity to do better right before the winter season started, and we failed to meet it.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have on this for today. I have a hunch this is going to be coming up again, and thank you so much to Councillors Mike Layton and Josh Matlow.
Thank you.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.